This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. On our program today, we're joined by David Pike. David is with Mitchell County Safe Place, and this is Focus on Domestic Violence. Welcome, David. Last week, we talked about high school dropout rates, and what does that mean with job opportunities in our area? Would you summarize what we talked about last week?
Yeah, I will. We talked about a couple of points last week. We said that, dropout rate is high all over the country. It's like 30% of the people drop out. In Yancey County, one out of four students drop out. That's a little bit better than the national and the state average. This is just a little bit better than the state average. In Mitchell County, we're much worse than the state average. We have like 4 out of 10, almost 1 out of 2 people drop out and do not graduate from high school, much worse than the state average. And we also pointed out that if you don't have a high school education, your job opportunities are going to be severely limited because dropouts are less likely to be employed than high school graduates. I think we pointed out that they're usually the last hired and the first laid off, and that dropouts are not qualified for many of the better-paying jobs which require at least a high school education.
David, why are you, as a director of a domestic violence shelter, concerned with high school dropout rates?
That's a good question. I'm concerned for a number of reasons. First of all, just as a citizen living in this area, I know that if we ever hope to attract business and industry with good-paying jobs in this area, we're going to need an educated workforce, that you cannot attract good-paying jobs into this area if you've got almost one in two people not graduating from high school. Companies just aren't going to come. Secondly, more and more U.S. jobs are requiring an education, and they're requiring employees to have a job experience and or education, sometimes some college education. And other jobs, like we used to have in our area, are being moved offshore. They're just not available anymore. And thirdly, and this is the main reason why, as a director of a domestic violence shelter that I'm interested in, is that many of the clients we see at our shelter come in with having neither a high school education nor adequate job training.
What does it mean for these clients of yours who don't have a high school education or training?
Well, it's interesting because one of the factors that help keep a woman out of an abusive relationship is that one of the factors that keep them in an abusive relationship when all else is falling apart around them is that at least they have food, housing, and clothing. The abusers usually provide the minimum necessities for life. And if she can't provide that food, housing, and clothing for herself and her children, she's very likely to go back with that abuser. I think we've talked about on this program before that nationally the average is that a woman will go back with an abuser 7 times before she finally makes a permanent break. 7 times she'll go back to the same abuser, and a lot of times when they finally make the break, they'll wind up going back with a different abuser. So the security of having someone who will provide food, clothing, and shelter for her makes it likely that she will go back to that person if she can't see a way clear to get that for herself. So if we're going to keep a woman from going back into an abusive relationship, we need to help her get a good job.
I suppose that's why you folks have the Fresh Start Jobs program at Safe Place.
Absolutely. We have a grant that we've had now for a couple of years that provides funds that will help not just women, but anybody who wants the opportunity to get an education and the training they will need to get a good job. And we can help with a couple of things. We can help you get a GED to take the place of that high school diploma that's missing. We can help you get training at Malin Community College in areas like nursing or to get a CNA certificate. That'll help you get a decent job. And thirdly, we can help people that want to get started on a college degree. They can go the first 2 years at Malin Community College, and we can help with the financing of that. And the best thing that people can do this time of year, we started our whole discussion was talking about what happens to people in the summertime when kids drop out of school. They usually do it by completing 1 year and just not coming back for the next year. So the best thing that people can do right now is to make a decision to go back to school and finish and get your high school diploma. But if you've already dropped out, then we can certainly help you with the Fresh Start program to turn things around as best we can.
How about a phone number if someone wants more information?
Absolutely. Our Fresh Start program coordinator is Elizabeth, You can call us on our business line during business hours at 765-4015. That's 765-4015, and ask for Elizabeth. And I want to thank everybody for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.